This Week in the Civil War, on Saturday, January 16, 1864, and the following day, there occurred a substantial skirmish at Dandridge, Tennessee. Wishing to expel the Confederates under James Longstreet from their winter quarters, Union cavalry under General John Parke advanced on and occupied Dandridge. On the 16th, Union cavalry moved from Dandridge toward Kimbrough's Crossroads and Longstreet's retreating Confederates. Engaging the Confederates, Union forces were held at bay. On the 17th, believing that the Confederates were about to counterattack, Union forces barely had time to form before battle ensued. Fighting continued into the night, with the Union forces occupying roughly the same battle line as when the fighting started. Union forces then retreated, and the supply-deficient Confederates failed to pursue. Casualties were minimal, with fewer than 150 killed or wounded on both sides. This Week in the Civil War is presented by Texas Public Radio and the History Department of Shriner University.